Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love the motion pictures. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from five different places, three guests, one host, one producer, all in their individual homes or bunkers. It's Sunday, July 26th, and my guests today are all regulars on the program. We've got Michelle Ballou, Joyelle Johnson, and Lisa Traeger.
Hell yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
Hello.
Girl power.
That's right.
Ladies' night.
Yes, the feeling is right. I'm going to introduce you each individually and alphabetically, starting with, of course, Michelle Balloon is here. Hey, Michelle.
We can say it's in preferential order. That's okay. You don't have to caveat it.
bitch.
It starts.
Michelle definitely wins. I've known you the longest of the three.
True.
Yeah, so you get that one for sure.
Yes, yes.
And, yeah, and we were just podcasting together a mere days ago. Last Thursday, we did an episode of Wide World of Doug's, and mm-hmm. I was very excited to have you on this show very quickly after that, because yeah, it was like, you know, it was almost like inviting you to, you know, it's the opposite of a good thing.
It was a time. That was, everybody tune in to my episode of Wide World of Doug's and you'll see.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where my co-host Doug Mellard and Michelle and I were all on the line with a gentleman who's had a very, what I thought would be a very interesting career to talk about. He played both an Ewok in Return of the Jedi and a Jawa in The Mandalorian, and then lots of weird jobs in between. Like, so much to talk about with this guy, and he was like, he'd either answer with yes or no, or very long-winded stories that had no point and nothing of interest happening during. I mean, he just, you know, he was nice enough to grant an interview, and his name was Doug. But it just sort of backfired on us.
Yeah, he uncorked a bit of coronavirus trutherism. And that was when I was like, wait a second, I just thought you were awkward before and now I think I might not like you. But we were too polite. We were all polite. It was like, we could not have been like, we could not, we were all just being nice and it just was not an opportunity to, I mean, it could have been. I felt weird because I was the guest.
Yeah, but that guy didn't feel weird being a guest. And he was like,
that's true.
he was like shirtless in his car in a parking lot. We could see him, and he was talking about how the world just looked normal and that Corona's not really that big of a deal. It was tough because you know, we didn't know the guy, and we invited him on because his name is Doug, and I'm, you know, I think of myself as a Star Wars nerd, but man, he wasn't interested in Star Wars. he couldn't be more over it. But anyway, very happy to have you on this show, Michelle, with guests that will, I'm pretty sure you'll get along with very well.
Super excited about it, except for the one that I hate. Just kidding.
Okay. Well, we'll guess which one that is at the end of the show. So let's say hello to Joyelle Johnson.
Yay.
Yes. I would first of all like to say I am here for that Ewok drag.
Yes.
And while we are dragging people, shout out to, I think, a Doug Loves Movies regular, Moesha Kasher, who I recently did a show with, and he was like, oh, I don't remember meeting you, Joyelle. And I just gently reminded him that I beat him on Doug Loves Movies. And remember that. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You gotta let people know.
Not gonna forget it
in these streets.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Mirren and Parker Posey were the categories, and it was great.
Oh man, yeah. I've never won.
Moesha never wins either. Moesha doesn't know.
Love it. So thank you for having me back with this dream lineup I am here for.
Well, yeah, let's go ahead and say hello to her. Lisa Traeger's also here.
Breakout
star of the smash hit of the summer, King of Staten Island.
Hell yeah. Thanks for that intro.
People are walking out of there going, I want more of that waitress.
It's exciting.
Where the fuck is that waitress? How can I get more of her?
I'm getting a lot of like my old salon girls from my salon days when I was a receptionist. They're like, what's up, girl? And I love that.
Yes.
I'm waiting for some high school appreciation.
No one, maybe.
Mostly salon gals, waitress gals. So that's the main demographic of this movie in my life.
Because you did the research. You were a waitress.
I was a waitress. I was a bad waitress. I spilled soup. I did not laugh if I didn't want to. And one time we had 5-cent champagne, but only your first champagne. And I didn't tell them that. And they kept ordering like if it was 5-cent. And I knew it was wrong and I didn't care.
You would have been my favorite waitress. I love bad waitresses. It's so funny.
All right. So those are the guests today, and we are going to play more than one game, because what happened last time Joyelle was on and the last time Lisa was on, that's why I got this idea to have you all together, is both of you were like, aren't we going to play that one game you always play as the show was ending? And I had to wrap up the show and say, sorry, we're not playing that today. So today we will play that game. It's a dream come true for both of you.
Yes. I was like, this is how I can either shine or not shine, but I still love the game.
Wow. This is so thrilling.
And the first game we're going to play is one that is brand new, just made up. I'm trying to see if somebody, I think, suggested this on Twitter, but I, of course, didn't write down their name to give them credit for it. But I'll hit them up later. The game is called Sorvino Safari.
Yes. And
I'm going to go to you one at a time, and I'll name a movie. We'll start off, we'll go alphabetical again. I'll name a movie, and then you tell me if that movie features Mira Sorvino, Mina Suvari, or both.
Oh my God.
Cool.
Wow.
I love this game. Well,
I do. I feel like I could. I'm ready to guess, and I've got images in my head.
Yeah.
And then
I got the I got the image of at least 8 white women right now. And I'm not sure which one is which.
I heard the panic in your voice, Joelle, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I was like, oh no. All right, I think I know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Doug, I also want to mention.
But it'll definitely become more clear to you who they are, I think. And how it works is I'll go to Michelle first, but if she misses, then it's narrowed down your options for an answer, Joelle. So you'll have and then, of course, if two people miss, the third person, it's a gimme. All they have to do is say the third thing.
That's
a game I came up with to play so that even somebody who doesn't know anything has a chance.
Yes.
For the Moshe casters out there.
I'm glad you're ordering it. I'm glad you're ordering it in this way then, where I am not going to get the gimme, and I probably don't have a chance.
You can get a gimme later. That's the beautiful
thing. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm positive.
All right. Sorvino, Suvari, or both, Michelle Balloon, in the motion picture called At First Sight.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I think it's Mira Sorvino, solo.
Correct.
What? Wow. Yes.
Nice.
You're totally on the board. Wow.
I had no idea.
Okay, yeah. I'm intimidated.
She co-starred in that.
It just came to me.
She co-starred in that with Val Kilmer.
Oh.
Who played a blind man.
Blind, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And that's why it's called At First Sight. Because
it felt older, and she's older, right?
So. I think it's a May, December. It might be a little age difference, but the main difference, of course, being him not being able to see and her being able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
They have... issues with that, of course.
They was trying to get an award. You could tell when somebody's trying to get
a
Golden Globe.
Yeah. I'm going to handicap the shit out of this.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. They better build a ramp at the Oscars because my handicapped character is going up there to get the Globe.
Still in character.
It's Joelle's turn. Woo-hoo. Which one or both of those ladies, Sorvino, Suvari, or both, is in a movie called Beautiful Girls?
Lord, I know there's like 8 white women in that movie.
Yeah.
It's so full of white women on ice skates in the snow.
Oh, my goodness, because I think Uma Thurman's in that. That's the only one I know. So I feel like Mira Sorvino is in that. But is Mina Suvari in that? I don't know what she looks like. I'm going to go ahead and say Mira Sorvino is in that movie.
That is correct.
Wow.
Nice.
Did it.
I talked it out.
You did. You showed us your work.
Women. Rosie O'Donnell. O'Donnell was in that.
Wasn't that a young Natalie Portman? Was that one?
Very young Natalie Portman flirting with old man Timothy Hutton.
And
those are the best scenes in the movie. Like, she was already a star.
Yeah, I remember that part.
Yeah.
Professional.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, are you ready?
Yeah. I'm scared. I didn't know. Yeah, okay.
You're not a big Sorvino or Suvari fan?
I thought I was, but then I've never even heard of the movie Joelle got.
Woo-hoo!
Well, maybe you've heard of this one. It's based on a real... incident's not the right word for serial killer. It's called Summer of Sam.
Yes. I know Sorvino for sure is in it. I'm trying to think if Suvari could have played like a dumb murder victim bitch, you know?
Dumb murder victim bitch.
Like a hot
album. Yeah. Oh yeah, no, that is a good album title.
She's the dumbest MVB.
Yeah, I'm going to just take a guess and say both.
That'd be fun, like, at the end of the year to, like, say who was the MVB of the season. who was the most murdered bitch. Which one did you go with?
I'm going to say both.
That is incorrect.
All right.
Michelle, your chance to steal.
Well, she said for sure Mira Sorvino's in it, so I'm going to say just Mira Sorvino.
That is not only smart play, but the correct play. That is the
okay, Doug. Yeah, with your themes.
That's
I like
right.
your themes.
So such good strategy there, Michelle.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm so sad.
Thank you for the nice setup. Sorry for not cheating. It was really just, you know, what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also we're all on the honor system. Nobody's looking up the answers. Joyelle.
Yes, sir.
Did you see a movie that came out last summer called Stuber?
Oh. Absolutely not.
No, I saw it. Oh, okay. I don't know what it is.
It was, well, if I tell you what it is, then I guess I'd be saying who's in it. But
right.
I could tell you that it was Kumail Nanjiani.
Okay.
Was in it along with another dude named... what's
somebody,
that guy's
they
name?
Was in a car. Were they in a
oh,
car?
Oh, Dave Bautista.
Yeah,
Dave
oh, yeah, Bautista. Yeah.
Big dude. Oh, they did like a Kevin Hart and a The Rock type of thing, didn't they?
They sure did.
It was fun.
It was fun. Oh, yeah. I could watch that at night.
I wanted to see that. I did not see that. I saw the movie poster. I think I saw an ad. I'm going to go with your theme and just go on a limb and just say Jess Mira Sorvino was in that. That has been your theme. So I'm just going to shoot that out there.
Well, I don't like being told what my theme is.
I hope you switched it up.
Because my theme is just a random series of answers, and you are correct.
I'm doing a dance.
A random series of Sorvinos.
Oh, I wonder what a randomness is going to happen.
All right. Well, the next point that Joyelle or Michelle gets makes them the winner, but Lisa gets to go first this round.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. The movie is called Sugar and Spice.
Whoa. That
it's
sounds like a
Mina
definite...
Suvari.
That is correct.
Whoa. Yes. Go
Lisa's
Lisa.
On the board.
Switch it up.
Yeah, it could be anybody's game now.
And now it is.
This is Michelle. Too much pressure. Oh, no. Oof.
Michelle, which one of them or both was in something called Factory Girl?
Oh, my gosh. I was hoping you'd drop American Beauty on me at this point. I'd be like, yes.
Oh, that's who she is.
I'll tell you right now, you're never going to get American Beauty.
Oh.
Too easy.
Thank you for letting me know who she was.
Yeah, that's my only touch point.
Yeah.
Okay, Factory Girl. No idea when it came out. Never heard of it. Okay, I'm going to have to... I feel like the Mina Suvari was just in there to make us think you don't have a theme. I'm going to go with Mira Sorvino.
Incorrect. Joyelle for the win.
Yes. Oh, this is pressure.
This is pressure. Very oh, my pressure. Goodness. Factory Girl. I'm guessing. I'm just going to put that out there. But thank you for letting me know. I knew she did have big old buggy eyes. I was like, yes. Mina Suvari has big old bug eyes. So I'm going to just go with Mina Suvari is in that movie.
Is in Factory Girl?
Yes.
Factory Girl : the girl with the bug eyes?
She's the Factory Girl.
That's the full title. And you are correct.
Hey. Turn up. I'm getting a t-shirt made.
We all win Sorvino Safari.
Yes, that was totally bad.
If this is a real show, there'd be a song come in and it'd come on. Let's all go, Sorvino Safari.
Maybe like a George of the Jungle tune.
Uh huh. Yeah. They're definitely
Sorvino Safari.
Bongos.
We're all old.
The people who did the theme for Tailspin would be on the beat.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh.
You guys got to revisit those old cartoons. They had some dope beats on them. I'm just going to put that out there.
They don't try anymore.
It is weird that that some of those cartoons, like, it's almost like the best part. Like, once the theme song's over, the rest of it is just a letdown.
Yeah, it's like a full voice, you know, like,
Yeah, it's a perfect. Black choir for some reason.
Now stuff just starts. There's just like a title card and it starts because they're worried you'll turn it off because of credits or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Does it seem like it's the thing's already started?
I appreciate that with dramas. Mm-hmm. Just start that shit.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, there used to be so many movies where they just do the entire credits without anything happening yet. And it's like, it doesn't seem like our time is more valuable than that. You might as well just...
You mean like in the beginning? Like 90s movies?
Yeah, or like just, just all movies used to... Like some movies used to just say the end at the end and have no end credits. Like it was all at the beginning.
And, weird.
Sometimes you'd sit there for like 3 or 4 minutes. Before the story started. I mean, sometimes there'd be animation or music, like a really cool title sequence is awesome, but I just hate when there's just like a boring sequence and you're just watching a series of names. It's like, well, let's just go ahead and get into it.
I love when it's like photos from the movie or like silly, like within the theme photos.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the title.
Intro, yeah.
Or like Footloose, where it's just a bunch of feet dancing around, but it's fun to watch.
That's gross.
Never seen it.
I hate feet, so.
Well, okay. Let me just give you a pro tip. Never see a Tarantino movie.
Oh, hello? Tarantino.
Some feet in your face.
In person.
I'm glad Tarantino doesn't make 3D movies.
I mean, I think that's why I hate it. I think that's why I hated Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I think so, because that woman goes into the movie theater and takes her shoes off and puts her dirty feet up.
Oh. Yeah. I figured it out.
Brutal.
When that happens on planes, I mean, it's
sickening.
It's sickening.
I saw a video on the internet, and it was someone changing the movies on the movie screen. Like
I saw that.
Airplane screen with their toes.
Oh, yeah.
You're out of your mind. I just flew. And there was this group of women that had on these like hazmat suits from head to toe. Oh. And then about 3 of them had on open toe shoes. And I was just like, what are you doing? Like what? I don't understand. I don't understand why that's okay.
So dumb.
But yeah.
I think that guy Doug we talked to last week, the other day, Michelle, I think he was probably barefoot while he was talking to us.
Oh, 100%. No, yeah. That guy said so much false information. I was like, oh, you exist. Okay. Yep. This is the guy. This is where they are coming up from. Yeah. No, it's.
Yeah, well, that should have been, that was like a giveaway is like in his anecdotes and stuff. He couldn't remember anybody's names from like the Star Wars movies and stuff.
No.
His answers were just the most non-answers. I mean, I know the guy's not a professional interviewee, but you still think he would be more interesting to talk to about
congenial, charming. Yeah, he was not. And but the funny part, he told without us asking, or he assumed we would want to hear more about Peter Dinklage because he had worked with him and is working with him, I guess. And then told us a story about how he doesn't talk very much. I don't. One time I tried to be funny and I scared him. Like I'm like, you know, I think he probably doesn't like you. Like. Clearly, what you did, I wouldn't have wanted to talk to you either.
This is fun.
Yeah, but anyhow, it was awkward and fun to talk about after the fact.
Get it?
Yeah, and I, you know, if you want to go listen to the weirdness, that was the other thing that was so strange. I mean, it was so many. It was a pile of weirdness because at one point. Somebody started trying to call him on his phone, and he was talking to us over his phone. So his dial tone, which is like theme music from the movie Pitch Perfect, kept coming in, and then I'd say, well, do you want to just dip out and take the call? And he goes, oh, I don't want to take this call. I go, well, do you want to text them and tell them you're busy so that they don't keep calling? And he just his responses were all just like very vague. It was very unclear. Who was calling him or why he was dodging it, but we just kept hearing the ringtone over and over again.
I just wanted him to go away. At one point we lost him and I thought maybe he'll be gone now, and then he came back and like, oh
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was It was a rough outing, but, you know.
I could listen to this where?
Oh. Well, on any streaming device.
Yeah. It's anywhere you get your podcast. It's called, I want to have you on at some time, but hopefully with a better Doug, but it's called Wide World of Dougs. And every week, our guest is someone named Doug, but then we also invite a woman on the show because, you know, there's no women named
Doug. I didn't know that's why I was invited on the show.
Every episode has someone who, you know, is ineligible to be a Doug because they're a woman. But I also, when I thought of the idea for the show to talk to Dougs, I thought, well, it'd be nice to have a woman around to, you know, keep all these crazy Dougs, you know.
I'll take it.
You know, and just also just make it not like the most boring.
Do a lot of Dougs apply? Do Dougs apply to be on this? Or do you find the Dougs?
Well, it turns out Dougs are applying to be on this, but I'm finding that I'm more interested in talking to Dougs that are, you know, famous. but, you know, so far we've had Dougie Doug, and then the guy who played an Ewok, and then, you know, we're very excited about some of the other Dougs that are potentially going to be on the next one.
Dougie Fresh? Is Dougie Fresh coming?
This is a new podcast.
It's pretty new, yeah. And that's why it was so frustrating to have such a weird episode right away. Because if I were a listener, I'd probably think twice about tuning in for another one.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Just play this.
Doug's going to find out Doug's going to find out that he fucking sucks. He's going to listen to this and have you know,
no, he's not going to listen to this, but also...
He doesn't care.
He doesn't. Yeah, he didn't even know how to use Zoom. Like, I mean, at some point, I just had to say, fuck it. Doug, you got to hear about it. Someone's got to tell you. You're like 60 years old. Come on.
It was weird. He had just come... He told us one of the first things he said is that he had just come from the gym. And then later in the conversation, I said, well, I'm in Los Angeles. And he goes, you're in Los Angeles? And I go, yeah. And, you know... I wanted to go on to say that the gyms in Los Angeles are closed, but I think he knew what I was driving at.
Yeah.
Like, so he was coming from some secret gym and sitting in his SUV in a parking lot, shirtless, doing a podcast with us while taking incoming calls.
It was so weird. Well, none of us were on video. It was just him.
I'm here.
And then he'd hold his phone up so that we could see, like, the inside of his ear. And the whole thing was so weird.
He didn't want to show us the inside of his ear. He just held up the phone and we saw the inside of his ear.
It felt like a David Lynch movie.
No, it was.
All right. So here's the deal. So Joelle won that first game. Mm-hmm. And so that gives you a tremendous advantage in our second game that we will get to right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
Oh. I'm so glad we don't have to listen to you record the commercial.
Yes. Truth.
I always feel so uncomfortable.
No live reads with the guests on the line. Yeah, I just...
That's because you're a fucking professional, Doug.
Yeah, he's a human.
I would have tried to fuck it up, too. I can't stop myself.
Well, that's the thing, though. A lot of the sponsors seem to like, you know, being on podcasts with comedians because the comedians will bat around, they'll joke about the product or the subject and therefore elongate the commercial. Like, it'll end up being 10 minutes about the product because all the comics are, you know, adding their jokes to it. And I just rather read the commercial really fast.
Because they're not paying you for 10 minutes.
And get back to the show.
Yes.
Because also so many of the products that advertise on Douglas Movies don't have anything to do with movies anyway. Oh, that reminds me. Are you ladies having trouble getting an erection?
Blue Chew.
Let's talk about Blue Chew for 20 minutes. Okay, so the game we're going to play is the one that Lisa and Joyelle were disappointed we didn't play the last times that you were both on separately. Yes. And it's called... it is now called Last Person Standing.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm so competitive, but not necessarily that great, but I love it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I fucking want to win. I want to win. I want
like
you guys to lose.
Win,
I'll stomp.
But I'm used to losing, so I just don't
there
care
we go.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I never cared about winning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Joyelle gets the control. She's gets to choose the actor or actress that we will take turns. I play as well. We take turns naming movies that they were in, starting with Joyelle, then Lisa, then me, then Michelle.
Okay.
And if you can't think of one, you're out.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear who this is.
If you're choosing strategically, Joyelle, who's somebody that has lots of movies that you are aware of that we might not be?
I mean, obviously I'm going to say somebody black as hell. but I want to be fair and I want it to be fun. So first thing that comes to mind is Whoopi Goldberg. Let's go. Color Purple.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's a black person, though, that white people are very familiar with a lot of
exactly.
Work.
Yes.
So
we
really
can,
are,
so this is
you
fun.
Really are, you're tossing us, you're helping us out here.
She's a legend.
I might bop myself out of this motherfucker because I could have just said Omar Epps.
I was ready for Omar Epps. I was like, oh my God, okay. I watch it.
I could have did a Bokeem Woodbine on you motherfuckers.
You would have got me. You would have got me.
I thought you were going to go Regina like King.
Regina Hall, motherfucker. I would Regina Hall. But I'm going to be a friendly. And I'm going to say Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, thank you for giving us that Regina Hall pass.
The game would have been over in two goes, and that's not
fair. We appreciate it, as do all the white listeners. But, I'm always up for a challenge. I would have taken Bokeem Woodbine. I would have gone with you.
Toe to toe.
I love that. I love it. I also would have done a Viola Davis as well. Shout out to her Vanity Fair cover.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Have you seen the movie she's in on Amazon called Troop Zero?
No,
I haven't.
Is it good? I see the commercial a lot.
Do yourself a favor.
I'm going to add
it. And Jim Gaffigan and Girl Scouts. It's so good.
Awesome.
Super fun. My favorite Girl Scout movie is Troop Beverly Hills, so I'm on board.
Well, this is like this is very much in that spirit, and I think you'll like it a lot.
I'm here for it. Yeah.
Troop Zero. I'm going to recommend another movie later in the show, but I'm going to say it right now. Troop Zero. hashtag Doug digs it. Okay, so Joyelle, you get to go first. This might take us a minute. The films of Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes, The Color Purple.
Of course. Of course.
Introducing.
You got right
introducing Whoopi Goldberg. Yes.
Yeah. The Color Purple.
Her audition, I just want to say her audition for that was stand-up. She auditioned in front of Steven Spielberg, Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson, and she did stand up for that dramatic.
Wow.
So that is like my dream, to land a dramatic role like that. So, fun facts.
I'm wishing it into the universe for you right now.
Hell yeah. Yay! Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lisa.
I'm going to say Sister Act.
Hey.
Now, Michelle, I just want to throw in a reminder before I
answer. I got it. I already know what you're about to say. Full title. Got it. Right?
And I'm going to say Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Oh, back in the Habit, baby.
I had it ready. I wanted to say it. I'm going to say got to take this gimme Ghost.
Yes, yep. Baby. Uh-huh. Come on, Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Oscar-winning performance.
Yeah, I am going to go The Lion King.
Nice.
Yeah, that's real nice.
It looked like Doug sat back in his chair for that one. You like that?
Yeah, real nice. What did she, she and another comedian were both characters in that together, right?
Cheech.
What animal were they?
The hyenas.
Yeah, it was Cheech.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cheech and Whoopi.
Yeah. I have a question.
In a movie for kids. I love
it. What's
your
question, Lisa?
I have a question. Pro pot. Yes?
If you can't think of one, you're out. If you say one and it's not right, you're out, or you get to say another one?
Well, you know, I think everybody's really friendly here today in terms of that. But the idea is that you're supposed to not miss, that you can't say one that she's not in. But
okay.
Are you really thinking? I mean, you must have a few still before you get
of
to
of course.
That.
I just wanted to ask.
Yeah, you just want to know ahead of time how this is going to end.
Yeah. I'm going to say Rat Race.
That's a
great one.
That's movie's so incredibly wacky. The weirdest things happen in that movie. Okay, so it's back to me, and I'm going to go, you know, just go back and start picking away from the very beginning. And I would say Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yes, Flash.
Okay, that was mine, and okay. God damn it.
You got to have more than one.
It's As soon as
you have one in your head, the person next to you is going to say it.
Right, because I had Jumpin' Jack Flash in my head. So
I am picturing her in like a sort of like a principal role, like not like a, like in a school.
As Sister Act.
A nun outfit. Just kidding. Goddamn. There's no sequel to The Color Purple. Where's she?
The Color Purple 2.
I don't have another one, and I'm not cheating. Otherwise, I would. I want to say, wasn't she in that movie with like where Master P's son was playing basketball?
Hilarious.
I just gave someone a hint if she is. It was like called. I can't. I don't want to waste any more of everybody.
This is shocking to me.
I know.
She's been in so many movies. But you know what? One thing that's probably hurting you is that she really hasn't been in motion pictures since she's been on The View, and she's been on The View for a while.
Oh, yeah. And like, all I think of her is
you got to go back. You got to go.
I just loved her hosting the Oscars and all her outfits, and like her being Elizabeth is just in my head only. Like, that's what's dancing.
Her and Ted dancing. Yeah.
It was just the coolest dress, and I'm just like, yeah. But I still have more, so don't worry.
I just feel bad that Michelle already did one podcast with me where she just had to sit and listen to everybody else.
No, that's okay. I will. I love cheering for people. I've already picked a favorite. Not going to say. Fight for it. Yes. It could change. I can't think of a name of the movie, and I just look forward to being like, as you guys keep saying names.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll do a few of those, I think. Mm-hmm. And there'll be some ones that you never have heard of because...
I believe that. That's for sure.
Okay, yeah. So let's go to Joyelle. What do you got? What's next?
I'm going to also say that I'm drawing blanks because I'm smoking weed right now.
Yeah.
There we go. but I am going to pull a Karina on y'all.
That one. Karina, yes, I remember. Karina. I never forget that movie because she did this thing where she like blew to make the light turn green. And I always do that in the car. Like there's this thing where she's talking to the kid and she's like, see, and then the light before, and she's like, and then the light turns green. It's just the time. Anyhow, I love that. She was great.
I love this. Well, the three of us will play the game, and Michelle, you do commentary on each.
There we go. excuse me. I don't want to be a Douglas Farrell here, but, go ahead.
You know, I'm also not worried about anybody finding him on social media because it's really not his thing. Like his social media handles are different on every site. And he doesn't seem to really recall what they are. Okay. Lisa.
I'm going to say Cinderella.
Mm.
Was that a TV movie?
It is. Is that allowed or no?
It is not allowed.
Okay. Can I say another one, though, or no? Mm-hmm. Am I out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, you're not out for that. that was an innocent
mistake. Was that the Whitney Houston Brandy Cinderella?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so funny.
I'm going to say Eddie.
Nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Basketball coach.
That was the basketball one. Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was basketball. And then you may recall that she did a stint in a movie pretty early on. I think it might have been right after Color Purple, co-starring our friend Bobcat Goldthwait called Burglar.
Oh, cool.
Burglar. I told you, I'm going to go deep on this.
Okay.
We know that you're good at it.
We get it, Doug.
I know. This is between me and Lisa, right?
We like, get it.
You're not in on this, right? Okay. You're just fucking it up, right?
And at the end, you're going to give us a rundown.
What's next, Joyelle?
I'm going to go with Sarafina.
Whoa.
Yes. For those of you white people who have never seen that mm-hmm. movie. That is a movie that was a musical about the apartheid in South Africa. And, you know, Whoopi loves to sing. So mm-hmm. they did that musical, and I love that soundtrack, and it was great.
Am I remembering right that there's some sort of accent on one of the letters in the name Sarafina?
I think it's an exclamation point at the end of
Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably it. Yeah, I can see it now. Okay.
Yeah.
Lisa.
I think I'm out, yo.
Comes back around fast.
You guys made me feel real bad in this 5-minute conversation about when I had to leave, get out. Little did I know. Everybody's out.
No, we're not.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Shut up.
I'm just like, I see Plus one you. Outfit, but I can't.
Things that other people say help you to think of it, or you start trying to think of sequels or, you know, other places where Whoopi might be. Like, she's not in JFK, but you know what I mean? One of those huge cast kinds of movies sometimes helps to try to think of those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Movies with lots of cameos. She's definitely, I don't know which one personally, but she's definitely in a movie with some Muppets.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah.
She's gotta be. But no guess, Lisa?
I'm like, I wanna just do a guess. Give me like 10 more seconds.
Okay.
Yes.
I just picture her like.
Is she in like Get Shorty?
No, but since you phrase it as a question, that's not your answer.
I always phrase shit as questions. I don't know
this time. Wow, that's amazing. Damn. What a kind leader. The Flintstones?
I like it. I like it.
I feel like she'd have a funny cameo in the Flintstones movie, but I don't remember that happening.
All right. Yeah, I'm out. Thank you for my guesses. All right,
we're back to me, and so I'm going to go with another kind of obscure one where she was a housekeeper with a bratty white kid played by Doogie Howser himself, Neil Patrick Harris.
Wow.
Called Clara's Heart.
No.
Oh, wow. I remember that. Clara's Heart. I remember that.
wow.
I am going to go with a super fun cameo in Top 5.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, yes.
So good. Chris Rock, Cedric the Entertainer steals that one.
Jerry Seinfeld in the strip club.
Oh, God.
What is it? Tell me.
They're in a strip club, and it's just like a whole bunch of vet comics just freestyling, and Jerry Seinfeld, somebody, I think, takes $100 bill or his wallet and puts it in her pussy or something, and he's like, you know where the wallet is. Yeah, it's really cute. It's a great scene. I love it.
Yeah. All right, it's back to me again. So yes. I'm going to say... I don't know if you remember this movie, but that's one of the movies I was driving at that she'd have a cameo in is Robert Altman's The Player.
Oh.
Whoa.
Has tons of people in it. And she actually plays a detective in it. She's not, there's tons of people playing themselves in it, but she's actually playing a character in The Player. She's the detective trying to figure out if Tim Robbins murdered Vincent D'Onofrio.
Wow, star-studded.
Right.
Oh, there's everybody's in it. The last scene of the movie is a movie within the movie where Bruce Willis is saving Julia Roberts' life.
Whoa.
It's a really,
who directed it?
Robert Altman.
Okay.
And it was one of his, Tim Robbins is a movie executive who accidentally kills a guy during an argument. And then, it's about the investigation but it's just full of real stars playing themselves and then stars playing the other characters. Like, Lyle Lovett is Whoopi Goldberg's detective partner in the
movie.
That's
where they met, right? When they had their marriage.
I don't think they were... you mean Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
I don't think they met there, but maybe. Hmm. Could be.
Anyhow, that's how I tell it in my head.
I love it, yeah. Okay, so that's my answer. Does Joyelle have another one?
I'm going into my question mark answer phase. And I think, was she in Beautiful Girls?
I don't think she was.
I felt like she's in one of those movies with like all these white girls and then she's the black girl. And then I thought the irony was it.
Well, you're describing her career. She's always surrounded by a bunch of white people. But I know what you're talking about, and that I'll say that is my next answer.
Okay. shit, I've done so well. Because I feel like, in that Jumper Jack Flash phase, there was another funny cop one that she did back then. I felt like I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I also see her giving advice in a gray turtleneck.
Yes, like a therapist kind of a thing. I've got that image floating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm also seeing like a queen, a type of Wakanda queen situation. And I can't pull that movie out because it's like Angela Bassett's character in Black Panther. She did one of those, I felt like. But was she in Star Trek, the movie? I don't know.
I do like... That's you're in the ballpark. She was in, I believe she was in the Star Trek Generations feature film because, she was the bartender on the Enterprise for that show.
Yeah.
For the one with Picard. But now there's this new Picard thing happening. I have trouble following the Star Wars universe, but.
Star Trek.
I was going to say, that's how hard it is for me to follow Star Trek as I call it Star Wars.
And it's also airing on one of those weird CBS streaming or something. Like, I'm not buying you.
CBS All Access.
No thanks.
How often do you win this, Doug?
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay. No one's ever won this but you.
Not all the time. No, people win people beat me because with any given actor, you're just going to have a weird, you're just going to hit a wall. And like every time we play this game, as soon as we stop, there's always like some really big ones that we didn't mention that we didn't think of, you know, because it's just, your brain just starts shutting down on you when you're panicking and having to like think of another, you know. That's why Joyelle was like, she was in the area, but she couldn't come up with riding in cars with boys.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was there.
Yes.
And I don't, you know, I don't win every time, but I won this time.
Oh, snap.
I love it.
If we had an audience and people picked name tags, then Joyelle would be the winner today. She wins the whole day for besting the other guests in this final game.
Good job.
Congratulations, Joyelle.
I love these ladies, and there are no other ladies I'd rather be on a competition.
Wait, are we done? No.
That's what you say every time.
I know, but can you give us some Whoopi Goldberg movies that you had on deck that we missed?
She wants more Whoopi. Well, that's the thing is, I was starting to wind down myself. I don't have another one that's ready to go.
I'm up in her IMDb right now.
Okay, finally.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead and look it up. Go ahead and pull it up, and it's crazy.
Oh, for Colored Girls, I totally should have got that. She was in the Muppets movie, just the Muppets. Toy Story 3. A lot of it's TV because she has just been chilling.
You got to scroll to the movie part. You got to get to her movie days.
Yeah, it's got to go. You got to go back. You got to go back. Oh, Girl Interrupted. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Yep.
That's the therapist.
Duh. Yep. How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Boo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No.
Yes. Boys on the Side. That's a deep cut. Mm-hmm. Yes, Star Trek Generations. She was in that movie. So... Made in America, Loaded
that
Weapon
was with Ted
1.
Danson
That's
and
hilarious.
Will Smith.
Serafina does have an exclamation point in the title. Mm-hmm. And
we did Homer pretty well.
Eddie. Yeah, we did very well. I think we did very well. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And we were reminded that she stopped doing movies.
Fatal Beauty. That's the one that I was... in the Jumpin' Jack Flash, Fatal Beauty.
Oh, yeah, that was right around the same time, right?
Yep, 1987.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She's had a career.
Yeah, she's been, you know, and then she does a comic relief and hosting things.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, like, been all over the place. So, like, it's no bad thing that she doesn't have 100 film credits. But and lots of TV, obviously, too.
So much TV. She has my favorite career.
What are you enjoying, ladies, this during this pandemic as far as movies go that you, either old or new, is there anything that you would want to recommend to our listeners?
One of my favorite movies is on HBO Max right now, and it's Death Becomes Her, or it's on Amazon.
Oh,
that is such a good movie.
One.
Do you know, whenever I see Kellyanne Conway, it makes me think of that movie.
So good.
Is that because you want to hit her in the face with a shovel?
I just want her face to start falling off live on TV.
She looked like she's about to do it.
That movie is so crazy because
I want to watch that again. Yeah, for sure.
It's really doesn't feel like it when you just talk about it or think about it. But there's like an effects shot almost in every shot of the movie because Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn, they get so, you know, one of them gets a hole in their stomach and the other one gets their neck all twisted around and then they stay that way for like the rest of the movie. So every shot they're in has to be some sort of effect going on. Like it's a really, highly technical movie for what's basically just three people running around a mansion fucking each other up.
And Bruce Willis is like totally does not look like Bruce Willis in the movie.
Yeah.
And we had that on VHS, you know, like when my mom used to record movies, you know, off of because they had the HBO and we didn't in our room or in our TV room. Mm-hmm. And I watched that movie so many times.
Well, here's something my girlfriend asked me, and you, all of you, can maybe answer this. Why would either Goldie Hawn or Meryl Streep's character be interested in Bruce Willis's character? It's just because he's rich?
Well, no. In the beginning, though, like Helen, I mean, Goldie Hawn's character was just like a bland-looking woman. Like, she was a smart nerd, I think. So was he. He was a brilliant doctor. I think they were like nerds together. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So that makes sense.
Then they go see Meryl Streep in a horrible show that's bombing. The entire audience hates it.
And I like what I see.
He's so in love with her. He's like so mm-hmm. in love with her right in front of his wife's face.
Yeah.
And then, but why does Meryl Streep return that affection? What about him would be interesting?
Oh, because she wants to get back at her friend. She's like jealous and mad at her friend, and she wants to like just be a bad friend.
To the fat woman that she doesn't even know yet?
No, they're like best friends.
Oh, they're friends.
Yeah, they're like friends for forever.
Oh, so it's
and I think they're frenemies. I think they're frenemies. Oh,
okay. They're super competitive.
Lisa loves frenemies.
That's what a big movie star would do to piss off her friend is just date some loser nobody.
No, he was a brilliant surgeon.
Weird move. Yeah, but he's not, he's like, you know, they depict him as an extremely bland individual. He's not like fun.
I don't know why I'm defending him. Of course he's like, he was willing to kill his wife. I don't know what I'm doing. I apologize.
It's a patriarchy, like Lisa.
But I want to say a new movie that I saw that I liked on Hulu. I liked Palm Springs. I thought it was fun.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That's what I have written down right here. That's my... Mm-hmm. That's my ongoing recommendation of the summer. It's unfortunate that you got to, you know, either go to a drive-in or get Hulu to watch it. But I think you might find it worth your trouble.
Have you gone to a drive-in?
I haven't, but like that would definitely be a movie I would have been happy to, you know, go see on a drive-in screen and with a second feature, whatever random thing, you know, mm-hmm. they put with it. Is somebody typing up a something?
A treatise. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Because I am typing down movies that I need to watch. Because I'm like, oh, Palm Springs, the Viola Davis camping movie. I was taking notes. My bad.
I'm going to watch that camping movie today.
Troop Zero. Yeah. It's so good.
No, I got it. Yeah.
It was such a fun uplift.
Can I watch it with my mother?
I think so. It's not dirty. I mean, it's got little kids in it, but it's one of those movies like Bad News Bears or something where the adults do inappropriate things with the kids because they're not good with kids.
Yes. I love those movies.
My
bad
friend Matt.
It's bad kids.
My friend, what you gonna do? My friend Matt Fernandez was on the show recently and he recommended a movie called The Lodge, and I'd just like to quickly unrecommend it.
Ooh, interesting. I want to see what this is.
I don't need to say anything more about it other than I disagree severely with Matt on that one. Joyelle?
Oh, yes. So I was just down in Atlanta with my family, and I watch trash movies when I'm with my parents for some reason because they just can't pick a good movie to save their lives. And this movie is called Reasonable Doubt. Is starring Samuel L. Jackson and Dominic Cooper. And it starts off with like a good movie premise. Mm-hmm. The premise is that like the dude's the white guy's a detective. He has a drunk night. He ends up hitting somebody and he has to get out of there because he's the DA and he doesn't want to lose his job. So they find Samuel L. Jackson responsible for the crime, and it turns out he was trying to kill this dude because he's now a serial killer who kills bad people. Great premise. That shit goes off the fucking rails, and it just really gets dumb, and it's only like a 90-minute movie.
What is it called?
Reasonable Doubt.
All right.
Yeah, and yeah, it was working real well. The two of them, I was like, oh shit, I could tell he's mm-hmm. British. His American accent sucks, but other than that, but then it just went off the rails at the end. So I would definitely say if y'all want to have a bad movie night, watch Reasonable Doubt. Sam don't care. He will say, is it a check? I'll do it. Uh-huh.
I mean, it's right there in the title. The movie is telling you, you should probably stay away. Michelle?
I saw another streaming movie. Well, first I'm going to say is that, you know, I have a child, almost 8-year-old, and we just watched the... We watched the Indiana Jones recently, and holy shit, I had to have all three of them. Raiders, and then the middle one is such a fucking shit show. And all four, we watched all four of them, right? That we watched the fourth one, which was better than I remembered it. And had a lot of talks about sort of gender roles in movies, because it is like, he just, every woman that's in the second movie, he is, all she does, Kate Capshaw, is scream the whole time. And he basically, and then they just grab each other. And she's like, loves him. It just reminded me of like the film noir movies where suddenly they wanted to get married, you know, for no reason. And but it was,
well, it's just when you have a movie that where one man is playing the hero and it's a series of films, it's just this weird trope, I guess it comes from James Bond movies, of like there needs to be a different woman each time. And like, so, and then to,
yeah, like, why can't they just be monogamous? I don't get it.
Kate Capshaw was my favorite.
But then, well, that's the thing is, the first Raiders kind of upended the damsel in distress trope.
Yes, yes.
By making Karen Allen's Marion Ravenwood really take care of herself. Like the first scene you see her in, she's winning a drinking contest against a big man, you know?
Yes.
And, and then, so then for the second movie, they're like, well, this is the prequel, so let's just really go back in time and just have a screaming damsel in distress like they used to. And it's I think she really commits to it. And I think that's the most fun Indiana Jones movie because it's so crazy.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so violent.
The monkey brains. I was so already violent. Talking to my kid about sort of things that are stereotypically offensive about something else entirely. And we're watching this movie and then they're having that Indian dinner where it's just like things crawling on the table. And then I swear I like felt like such a good parent because then they were like, so is this one of those racist things? I'm like, yeah, it actually is. Like, you know, that's not... It's the monkey brains and the and there was like the crawlings. Oh my god, it was just. But yeah, it was a romp. It was a romp.
Yeah, that scene is.
It's my least favorite. It's my least favorite of the four.
The whole movie is just how many gross things can we throw at this woman that a over the top hysterical woman would lose her mind having that happen to her.
And snakes and bugs. No
over
snakes.
And over again. Yeah.
It's not like I would do better than her. You know, it's kind of an accurate depiction of some people.
Yeah, I would be freaking the fuck out. Right?
I would not be okay. I don't even think I'd be in that position. I don't remember why she was even there.
So do you... It's really the circumstances of her being there are also extremely sexist.
Yeah, no, because he like kidnapped her essentially, and then she.
Well,
was...
yeah, she just sort of goes. Yeah, but she's already in on the scene because she's just a gangster's woman, you know, like. She's
oh yeah,
just,
yeah.
But Michelle, do you have something? So are you recommending?
No, no, I'm not. It was an interesting thing to watch all four of them in a row. But no, the movie I'm recommending, which maybe it's already been recommended on the show, but Netflix, Old Guard.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the show. Yeah, it's, you know, it's more of Charlize Theron just being so kick-ass.
So kick-ass.
She just really, what's that?
I mean, I saw the preview. Everyone likes it. There's just something that I'm like, I just don't care.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's what's going to happen to some people is that it really is hard to empathize where it really is a movie about how hard it is to live for eternity is basically the theme of the movie. It's kind of like the Twilight movies also.
Yeah.
But it's just about, you know, these mercenaries that are also, they live forever. So they like, you know, we might as well try to help people. And so it is, it is weird.
Well, now I kind of want to see it. Okay.
Well, I hope
the story is good. It's not just violence.
I don't know. There was
more, lots
more
of it.
Mortality. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
immortality. No.
Yeah, it's really while we're sitting here being picked off by a virus, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch a movie about people who can be literally have their head chopped off and survive.
That's fun. And, I like that.
But that's
premise.
That also is a thing that comes up in Palm Springs, though, and I don't want to say too much about it. But also the idea of people being immortal, but also still feeling pain. Is such a horrible concept for me to
and still feeling and still caring kind of about other people, even though it's going to be reset,
No, I mean specifically that when someone is physically injured, it's going to be reset.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But
yeah,
they are going
it hurts.
To experience the pain of being physically. The immortals in Old Guard, and then we've said too much about Palm Springs, but in Old Guard, they're immortal, but that doesn't mean it doesn't hurt them as badly as it would hurt to actually have your head chopped off. So it's really a weird, it gives you a lot to think about. For an action movie, it's very thoughtful.
I want to sneak one more in, and I'm not finished it yet. I started it today. I have 30 minutes left. It's a Netflix sci-fi, which means it's very interesting. It will have a terrible ending, but I'm not to that part yet. But it's called Arc. And it's with the blonde chick from Jessica Jones, and then some good-looking white guy. I don't know his name, but it is a time loop situation, and that doesn't give away too much that you won't find out. But I was surprised. I love time. I love the time loop premise.
Okay. ARK.
ARQ.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
That's not approved.
In that case, never mind.
But there is also an ARC ARC movie that also the cover looked like a time travel. I was like, all right, this is it.
Oh.
But I see this too.
All right. So okay. So Michelle's saying Old Guard and ARC with a Q.
ARC, but I haven't gotten to the end. So ARC with a Q and a caveat.
And if you want end of times virus situation, but a fun time, this isn't a movie, but Last Man on Earth was very fun.
Oh.
I hope I didn't break the rules.
The Will Forte show?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's absolutely perfect timing because you're breaking the rules when we don't have any more time anyway.
Mm. Is that a big rule? Are the fans going to come after me?
No, it's not a rule, but it's just introducing something that I would talk about at length, but we don't have any time.
All right. I had a fun time. Thank you so much. Bye, gals and Doug.
I'm not asking everyone to say goodbye. I'm just saying this is the part where I'm trying to wrap up the show, and they recommend a movie, and then it's like, let's talk about all the Indiana Jones movies, which I love. I love talking about.
I'm sorry, you guys.
I'm very goal-oriented right now, and I want everyone to get in a plug before we go. So let's start with Michelle Balloon has a new album coming out.
Yes, I've got an album. It's called Permanent Hat. It'll be out on Friday, July 31st on all of your favorite platforms. It actually played last week on XM, but I don't have XM, so it did play. I do know that, but I didn't listen. Please go to my website, balloon.com, BILOON.com. You can get to that album and my first album from there. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at balloon. And thanks so much for having me on here, Doug.
Thank you for being here.
And thanks for put me on with two awesome people.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about that other thing again. Joyelle Johnson.
Yes, I am moving to Atlanta from Brooklyn next weekend.
Oh,
so follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and I'll probably be tweeting about the drama that's going to cause. So I'm excited about it. Yeah. Getting out of Brooklyn, baby.
Holy cow. Atlanta. That's going to be, that's an interesting move. But I'm personally excited about it because I make it to Atlanta at least once a year to do Doug Loves Movies. So hopefully we'll be there at the same time.
Yes, sir. We can travel again.
If that time ever happens.
Yes.
Yeah. If we get to that point. Well, thank you. And Lisa Traeger.
I have a Patreon. It's all right, but I'm trying my best. Only $5 a month.
It's all right.
I don't do anything for you, but just please send.
Yeah.
You know, I make videos.
Make money and all.
Yeah.
I make videos. Are they good quality? Some are. But I'm having a good time with it. And you can watch my comedy like on Netflix, or I have an album, Glitter Cheese. Yeah. My name's Lisa.
So wait, that's
Glitter Cheese on the internet. Glitter Cheese all over Insta.
Yeah, just go find that Glitter Cheese.
And, yes, thanks for having me.
I don't know. That Glitter Cheese sounds like the worst cheese and the worst glitter.
Not what I envision in my head.
When you bring them together, they're like perfect together.
Well, glitter is great. Cheese is great.
I envision little eraser tops of that are different colors that look like cheese with glitter on them. Like that's what I think about.
Oh, that is pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a nice to think about. All right, now I got a new image for glitter cheese. I was envisioning a terrible cheeseburger. A cheeseburger with just a bunch of glitter on it, like ugh.
You shit glitter for days.
I can't eat that. Yeah, I can't. I don't want to shit out that. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody who's here, everybody who listens. One more time for Michelle Balloon, Joyelle Johnson, and Lisa Traeger. Probably the three best guests. It's early in the year, but I, what was this? What was that thing we came up with earlier?
Murder dumb bitches.
Murder victim bitches.
We'll be the murder victim bitches.
You're my three. You're MVP. My three leading MVBs right now.
Yes. Bitches. That's the name of this episode.
As always, this confession has meant nothing.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in